The Theta Wave, a Pied Piper who's playing to me at a secret frequency. One of the things that Michael, along with an Andromedan healing guide, Tristan, are doing with me so that Michael and I can communicate directly is to have me listen to Theta Wave audio tapes. Perhaps I can import the tape I'm listening to here. Yes, yes, here we go. If you can't make the tape play on a continuous loop on WordPress, you can download it here. Earl is given. I think this is called brainwave entrainment. It's actually proving to be a remarkable experience, which I'd like to describe, if you'd permit me, some of it while it's happening. I have my headphones on now, and I'm listening to just a pure 4.5 hertz tone. I'm entraining myself to remain emotionally, vibrationally, within the range that the tone sets out for me. I keep it in the background of my consciousness as I do other things. My gamble is that the person whose consciousness dwells in the theta state would be able to communicate directly with Michael. The audio of the theta wave is like a solid line if viewed visually. Many other waves show the clear sine wave pattern, and a graphic of a sine wave is given. But 4.5 hertz is so slow a vibration, it looks like it has no height. And yet it isn't a solid line. A solid line, as far as I know, would emit no sound. It's vibration that emits sound. A theta wave looks like a solid line to our sight, but it still has height, or it wouldn't be a vibration. And therein lies the point. The range that a theta wave traverses shows up for me at a feeling level as very much narrower, refined, subtle. I'm in the midst of a realization. What I realized, the theta wave is an invitation to live a life at what I can only call a slower, more grounded pace. Brackets, I just got a big yes from the mother and Michael. We have a prearranged signal. It's a deeply meditative pace, deeper than I observed or reached as a monk in the Middle Ages. Nonetheless, there it is. The theta wave is an invitation to live life such that, can't quite find the word. I know what I mean. I see a Shaolin monk. I see a medieval manuscript maker. Do I want to live like a Shaolin monk? Absolutely. Is there any difference between living that way and going off to the Himalayas and finishing the job, which the mother asked me not to do? When on September 18, 2018, I traveled through the heart in meditation to the seat of the soul, where I saw the self was toned down. When I asked the mother about it, she replied, Divine Mother, if you had seen the light as it actually is, yes, a million billion suns, you would have simply departed. We don't mean die, but you would have departed the life that you have designed. Yes, with us, for yourself, for the service you are providing. You would have departed and simply said, I do not need to do this. I will just simply sit in the bliss of love, and good luck, everybody. What that says for us lightworkers is that we're waiters at the banquet of ascension. Our meal comes at the end, not in the midst of things. Each of us has to choose, lightworker or seeker, and there will be exceptions. We are all angels. None of us needs to be enlightened in the body. We already are far more enlightened by our very nature than just dimensionally. As Michael reminds us all, Archangel Michael, we come from Source. Yes, it is bigger than you think. We are being fueled by the infinite Source, the eternal Source, and so are you. Thus, I'm remaining present while aligning with, yes, that's the word I'm looking for, what this sound wave teaches me. It's in the middle, it has height, it's consistent, it's peaceful. Michael just gave me an encouraging sign. I've experienced higher dimensional peace and love. Both are consistent. That's one sign that we're confronting something real, that it persists. Others are that it's universal, does not lose its strength over time, and has no obvious beginning or end. As I align with this vibration, this tone, Michael just agreed before I got the words out, I see that it's resetting my inner compass. This is an example to me of what my inner state needs to be like if I were to be what Michael called years ago a Buddha in business. I need to be this calm and consistent, like the theta wave. It isn't shrill, it's soothing, quite comfortable to listen to. I don't find that it defines an optimal vocal range. It relates more, I think, to the impact of the vibration on our being. It's like a Pied Piper who's playing to me at a secret frequency.